Father, we thank you and praise you. We thank you for exposing the enemy. Lord, we thank you that you're filling us up, that you're giving us revelation, that we know who we are in Christ. You have given us all the authority, and we're walking in it. Lord, I thank you for your word today. I thank you, Lord, that it's a word that we need to know, because you said a lack of knowledge is the destruction of my people. So, Lord, I thank you for truth, and I thank you, Lord, that you have given us that word. And, Lord, we're walking in your word, we're living your word, and we're going to be doing your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I just want to clarify a statement I made last week, just to make sure it's really clear, about Christians that are not living in the kingdom of God. I said there are Christians that are just saved. They are going to heaven, they're saved, but they never pursue God. They never walk out their salvation. They did nothing to get revelation from the Word of God. Like the Bible is just sitting somewhere in dust. They don't understand what Jesus did for them on the cross. They have no understanding of this. And all the benefits that they can receive. And they just go on in this life receiving whatever comes to them, and they have little to no victory because they never learn from the Word. The Word says to us the lack of knowledge, which I just said, that's in Hosea 4:6, the lack of knowledge is the destruction of my people. If you are a new believer, a Christian that is pressing in on the things of God, which we all are, pursuing the things of God, you are in the kingdom of God, receiving all the benefits, and we all haven't arrived yet, and we haven't been fully transformed yet, but we're being transformed day by day. There's no condemnation, there's no shame, there's no guilt, and absolutely no judgment here at all. Amen? Glory to God. Okay. The subject today is exposing strongholds. We will learn what a stronghold is, identifying strongholds, how to pull out strongholds and be free, and how to stay free. I believe in this season the Lord wants to cleanse the church. We must be willing to receive his cleansing. The Lord is exposing the enemy. Everything that is to be shaken is being shaken. And that starts with cleaning up the church. Either you had a stronghold or you have one now. And if you don't have any, you could use this message to help someone else and deliver them from them. As Christians, we need to know our God. Amen. We need to know our enemy also. So today I'm exposing the enemy's tactics so we can have victory. Satan gains access through open doors in us. And after we get delivered, he keeps coming back to see if there are any open entries or access to attack us with. Many years ago, I have struggled as a Christian trying to find answers to my problems and lack. I would do all the right things according to the word, but still struggled in my life. And I would say to myself, because I was so frustrated, what is wrong with me? What, Lord? What, Lord? I'm still here, and the same situations just keep going on over and over and over. You could be asking the same questions to yourself. It is nothing to be ashamed of. We all had or have them. And they are called strongholds. Strongholds that we build to protect ourselves are the very thing the enemy uses against us to keep us captive. So what is the definition of a stronghold? A stronghold in the dictionary, first off, means a building or position that is strongly defended. Example, a stronghold would be a fortress set on a high hill, surrounding by tall walls, guarded by hundreds of soldiers. There's two types of strongholds. There's regional strongholds and personal strongholds. Regional strongholds are a place, city, or a region infested by a large number of demons who oppose the work of God. It is a large concentration of demons working together to blind, harass, and hinder God's kingdom work in a particular place. Our responsibility is to tear them down, drive them away. The demonic power is in that place through prayer and proclamation of the truth, and it is best to have other churches in agreement to do this, not to be a lone ranger, for those demons will rise up. Myself as a pastor, I'm working on all that right now. I'm getting together with other churches so that Easton in the Lehigh Valley will see revival and a great awakening. Personal strongholds. That is what we're going to expose today. Strongholds are more than sin. Satan has taken a natural desire or a weakness in us and supercharged it to create something beyond our control, or it becomes out of control. He has twisted a weakness or a desire into a knot where he is holding the ropes. Sometimes it becomes so big, it becomes an obsession. It captures our minds and we dwell on it day and night and we have no relief. A stronghold is a spiritual battle and Satan is waging war for our souls. This battle is fought in the spiritual realm and we need the Holy Spirit and prayer to fight it, to get rid of them. The Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians 10:4 that in the New King James, it says it like this. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Now I want to read it out of the Passion. 2 Corinthians 10:4, if you've got your Bible with you. It says, for although we live in the natural realm, which we do, we don't wage a military campaign employing human weapons, using manipulation to achieve our aims. Instead, our spiritual weapons are energized with divine power to effectively dismantle the defenses behind which people hide. We can demolish every deceptive fantasy that opposes God and break through every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defiance of the true knowledge of God. We capture, like prisoners of war, every thought and insist it bow in obedience to the Anointed One. Since we are armed with such dynamic weaponry, we stand ready to punish any trace of rebellion as soon as you choose complete obedience. So what this is saying, strongholds come in a form of arguments against the knowledge of God, opinions against the knowledge of God, thoughts against the knowledge of God, fantasies against the knowledge of God, theories against the knowledge of God, philosophies against the knowledge of God, lies of deception against the knowledge of God, wrong perceptions against the knowledge of God. People hide behind them and they are rebellious against God. These things shape us and our character. They affect our belief system, our faith in God, and the truth. We hide behind the stronghold like a fortress built inside of our minds. Here are some of the strongholds that we may have built in our mindsets. Suspicion. If you've ever been so deceived at one time you built a stronghold of suspicion to protect yourself from being deceived. So this stronghold will resist intimacy with God. Doubt. This accompanies the suspicion. This opens the door to the enemy in the form of fear, anxiety, and distrust. The stronghold of independence causes an open door to the spirit of rejection, usually comes from a bad childhood or very bad relationships. So you become self-sufficient, always relying on yourself instead of God. False security. When you have unmet needs, you build a security wall of hiding from people so no one knows that you are really in trouble and you need help. Here again, not trusting God, little or no revelation that God is your provider and will provide for you. Poverty mentality may have be inside of you, and you're ashamed. You have a sense of being ashamed. Confusion. This stronghold comes when you do not understand what is the truth in an issue or issues you may have. Must seek God's wisdom. The lack of truth and knowledge is what you need. Unforgiveness. Someone or others who deeply hurt, abused you, unless all are forgiven, healing won't come. Then you have strongholds of bitterness, anger, and you take on a role of a victim. Distrust. When you've been betrayed, you cause a building of a stronghold of distrust to prevent anyone from getting close enough to betray you again. This person will not fully trust God, whose perfect love casts out all fear. Control and manipulation. When your childhood is filled with chaos, instability, everything seems to be out of control, you build a stronghold of control. You take the wheel and control yourself and others around you. That opens the door of the spirit of control, manipulation, and even the Jezebel spirit that wants to control people. This must be dealt with, and you must be healed of all your past wounds. Self-indulgence. This stronghold is built around lack, unmet needs, and pain. So to justify and cover yourself, you tend to indulge in excess eating, substance abuse, including drugs, alcohol, gambling addictions, shopping addictions, lust, anything that will fill the void. These things cover the pain and all the lack and brings you satisfaction. And these things need to be destroyed. Fear. Now, fear is very common, but a stronghold of fear is different. This stronghold is a mindset of thinking, protecting you from unresolved experiences and memories. You are always in fear. You're always talking fear, always acting fear. Even when you're praying for somebody, they're still talking fear. That's what they just live that way. And always negative. Denial. This stronghold refuses to acknowledge any of the things I just mentioned, and not thinking you have any of these things and you are okay. You shut your mind off from the truth and reality to prevent yourself from being abused and wounded. It's like being in shock, severe trauma. You just don't want to deal with the truth. Now that we have identified some of them, there may be some strongholds that I haven't identified, but they could be similar to these things. Like I said, it's nothing to be ashamed of. I had them. And I know people in here have them too, but God wants you to be delivered, amen? Now, everything starts with a seed. A seed is a thought. When planted in you, they could be good and bad seeds. Strongholds are bad seeds that we allow to be planted in our minds, even subconsciously. These bad seeds could be curses spoken over us that got planted in our minds. And those bad seeds, they begin to grow. They also can be bad seeds of circumstances, situations, and traumas that happen to us. And what happens is these seeds begin to grow and they start to go down deep and create deep roots in us. So we all know in the natural how deep roots in the ground are hard to pull out, right? You have to use other tools to get them out. So when Paul says we have to pull down the strongholds, it's like pulling out the roots of them. And we pull and they resist. But we are going to destroy them. Amen? Pulling down strongholds is referring to demolishing walls of resistance in our minds. This is spiritual warfare. Like Paul said, we have to depend on our spiritual weapons of warfare, God's power to pull down strongholds. We are not struggling against flesh and blood enemies, but the powers of the dark world and spiritual forces of evil. That's in Ephesians 6:12. Now, in review of last week's message about the two kingdom realms, the kingdom of Satan is the dark side, obviously, in the dark side realm. And we need to know his tactics. Now, these strongholds are from the fourth rank of the forces of evil, which I taken from last week's message. They are forces of evil and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. These forces operate in the heavenly places. These are spirits that work day and night to carry out Satan's plans to destroy mankind and especially try to destroy the church. These are the enemies that we fight off every day and we take authority over. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from us, casting off all evil imaginations and every evil thought, taking them captive. These spirits come through evil thoughts, temptations, oppression, obsession, and the absolute worst is demon possession. And they want to enter into and occupy human bodies. Now, how do we pull them out? First, we first need to admit that we have a stronghold. The Bible says truth is the only thing that sets us free. Second, we need to rebuke. Rebuke just means to strike back at these unclean, foul spirits in the name of Jesus. Just command them to leave and never to return. We do not need to know their names. Example, I command you, unclean, foul spirit, to go in the name of Jesus and never to return. I cover myself in the blood of Jesus over me, over my mind, over my will, over my emotions. I am free from these strongholds, and I will walk in God's ways and his ways of doing things. Lord, fill me now in your Holy Spirit and in your love. The third thing is we have to forgive ourselves for allowing entrance and forgive others who need to, that we need to forgive, even if it's not your fault. Fourth, oh, I'm sorry. Step two. I didn't know you guys were really taking notes here. You're so quiet. Okay, where are you at? The whole thing? Okay, I cover myself. Actually, we are going to go through this too. I cover myself in the blood of Jesus over me, over my mind, over my will, over my emotions. I am free from these strongholds, and I will walk in God's ways and his ways of doing things. Lord, fill me now in your Holy Spirit and in your love. You're welcome. Okay, third is that we have to forgive ourselves for allowing the entrance and forgive others who need that we need to forgive, even if it wasn't your fault, okay, from circumstances. Okay, fourth, we have to command all anger. I'll slow down. Anger, bitterness, shame, no self-worth, all rebellion against God, all sickness, poverty, all sin, and all unrighteousness. They are all bound from operating in me, according to Matthew 18:18. you. That's why I need that TV there, so I could put all my notes up there. Okay, how do we stay free? In 2 Corinthians 10:3 says we have to take captive every thought to insist that it become obedient to the mind of Christ. We have to resist the devil, and we have to renew our minds with the word and stay filled in the spirit. As soon as we get a bad thought or an evil thought, immediately we have to take care of it before it gets planted in there. And then it grows, like I said, a seed. It starts to grow. We meditate on it. Then it starts to come out of our mouth, you know, and then that's the entrance of the enemy. He's now going to use it against you. Now, God has given us the power of the Holy Spirit and the authority to demolish, dismantle, and destroy these strongholds in us with God's weaponry. Now, we have to put on the full armor of God, which is found in Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. We'll go read that. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. See, we're not coming against people. The things, you know, the evil comes through people. But they're being operated by evil spirits. Okay? So it says here, now, my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you. Put on God's complete set of armor provided for us so that you will be protected as you fight against the evil strategies of the accuser. Your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings, but with the highest principality and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms. For they are a powerful class of demon gods and evil spirits that hold this dark world in bondage. Because of this, you must wear all the armor that God provides, so you're protected as you confront the slanderer. For you are destined for all things and will rise victorious. What he's saying is you got to put the armor on so you're always protected and you will always be victorious. So put on truth as a belt to strengthen you to stand in triumph. Put on holiness as a protective armor that covers your heart. Stand on your feet alert, then you'll always be ready to share the blessings of peace. In every battle, take faith as a wraparound shield, for it is able to extinguish the blazing arrows coming at you from the evil one. Embrace the power of salvation's full deliverance. That's this, like a helmet to protect your thoughts from the lies. That's knowing all this. That's our helmet. That protects our mind. Okay? I know the other translation says it differently. Let me go through this and I'll read it out of the more familiar one. Okay, where am I? Okay. Put on truth as a belt to strengthen you to stand in triumph. Put on holiness as a protective armor that covers your heart. Stand on your feet alert, then you'll always be ready to share the blessings of peace. In every battle, take faith as your wraparound shield, for it is able to distinguish the blazing arrows coming at you from evil one. You know, when you get attacked, you get like this, all of a sudden you could be anywhere and all of a sudden you're getting attacked, okay? Embrace the power of salvation's full deliverance like a helmet to protect your thoughts from lies, and take the mighty razor sharp spirit sword of the spoken word, ha ha ha, pray passionately in the Spirit, praying in tongues, as you consistently or intercede with every form of prayer at all times. Pray the blessings of God upon all his believers. And I added this, and pray for revelation. When you're in a battle, you need to know what the heck's going on, right? I know I do. Okay, let me find Ephesians in here. I'll put this down. Okay, so this is how it says it in the American Standard. 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against powers, against the wicked forces of this darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. And then Paul wants you to pray for him. But he's okay. You know, he's in heaven having a grand old time. God's weaponry of power is in the full armor of God. The name, also the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, being filled and praying in the Spirit, worship and prayer, and knowing who you are in Christ. Romans 8:37 says, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loved us. We are all victorious. Now I'm going to end with 1 Peter 5:6. And then we're going to go through the prayer. How many want to go through the prayer? Okay, good. I'm glad. 1 Peter 5:6. It says here, if you bow low in God's awesome presence, he will eventually exalt you as you leave the timing in his hands. Pour out all your worries and stress upon him and leave them there, for he always tenderly cares for you. Be well balanced and always alert, because your enemy, the devil, roams around incessantly like a roaring lion looking for its prey to devour. He's looking for that entry point. That's why we have to keep it all closed up. Take a decisive stand against him and resist his every attack with strong, vigorous faith. For you know that your believing brothers and sisters around the world are experiencing the same kinds of troubles you endure. And then, after your brief suffering, the God of all love and grace, who has called you to share in his eternal glory in Christ, will personally and powerfully restore you and make you stronger than ever. I like that. I'm going to say that again. And then after this brief suffering, the God of all love and grace, who has called you to share his eternal glory in Christ, will personally and powerfully restore you and make you stronger than ever. Yes, he will set you firmly in place and build you up, and he has all the power needed to do this forever. Amen. Glory to God. Okay. Woohoo! This is a real exciting message, huh, guys? We got to pull. We got to pull. Okay, let's just take a moment in your mindset to admit. Just tell the Lord, I admit. You don't have to say it out loud. Just say, Lord, I admit, blah, blah, blah. And I want to be free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Kind of look at me if you're ready, so I know. Everybody pretty much ready? Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start off and you just repeat it after me, okay? I command you, unclean foul spirit, to go in the name of Jesus and never to return. I cover myself in the blood of Jesus over me, over my mind, over my will, over my emotions. I am free from these strongholds, and I will walk in God's ways, in His ways of doing things. Lord, fill me now in your Holy Spirit and in your love. Okay, the next thing we have to do is forgive yourself. Just quietly say to the Lord and forgive anyone else that comes to your mind that you need to forgive. Thank you, Lord. Are you good yet? Now let me pray this over us. Lord, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, and we forgive ourselves for allowing any entrance of the enemy to get inside of us, to cause us to walk in these strongholds. Forgive all the circumstances and all the traumas and all the situations that caused me to have unforgiveness in my heart against the ones that I just put into forgiveness right now. So, Lord, I know it wasn't my fault, but I release myself and I release all these people that I forgive right now. They owe me nothing. and it's all under the blood of Jesus, and it's all forgotten. And we cut off any kind of hurts from any of these things that we just confessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, the next thing is we'll pray it together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command all anger, all bitterness, all shame, all no self-worth, all rebellion against you, Lord, all sickness, all poverty, all sin, and all unrighteousness. They are all bound from operating in me according to Matthew 18:18. Okay, and let me pray. Father, I thank you for freedom today. Lord, I thank you for healing up our wounds. I thank you these strongholds are out of us. They cannot work in us any longer to cause these other spirits to come in. We close all the doors of entrance into our being from the top of our heads to the very soles of our feet. Lord, we just bind health, wholeness, all your goodness, Lord. And we know that everything that you have for us is our inheritance. We walk in your authority. We know we have authority in you. And Lord, we know who we are in Christ. So therefore, we are free. And we resist the devil. We take every thought captive as it comes to our minds every day. Lord, just make us be aware. Give us a supernatural discernment. What in our around our surroundings, what's going on to keep the enemy out of our life, out of our household, off our families, or anything else that we see. Father, I thank you and praise you for setting us free today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Guess you're not clapping for that one. I know pulling is hard. It's not fun. You could do this yourself. If anything comes up, the Lord might show you something else inside of you that's hidden, and you'll know how to pull it down. Pull, like pulling roots out of the ground. Stubborn roots. They could be very stubborn because the enemy don't want to give it up. He doesn't want you to be free. And God wants us to be free, especially in these last days. We need to be strong, free, delivered of everything, and putting on our armor every day. Amen. Amen. Let me pray for you guys. Time is it. Father, I thank you and praise you for today. Fill your people from the top of their heads to the soles of your feet with your spirit. Lord, I thank you for blessing them today, all this week, Lord, as they go through their life, Lord. I thank you for open doors. I thank you, Lord, that we'll have an opportunity to speak about you, Jesus, wherever we are. I thank you, Lord, that you have divine appointments for us. And thank you, Lord, for healing us, for taking care of us, providing every single need that we have. We have nothing to fear because we are in your kingdom. So, Lord, we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now you can clap. God is good.